Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. On today, September the 12th, 2023, we thank you very much for tuning in to our show on today. Welcome to the Dr. Louisa Show. Also, thank you very much for continuing to press the icon to follow the show. Now, we're going to invite you to gain information for yourself and also to share with others. So hope that you have means to write down the information that we're going to share with you. Hopefully throughout the show today, we're going to give you the information over and over again that you may contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline. Also, we invite you to call in. Even while I am talking, I am able to stop and answer your call because it's very important to vent, to say what you think is going on or you're not sure what's going on, but it's good to even talk about it. And that number to call in on is 563-999-3694. Once again, that number to call into the show is 563-999. We will not ask your name, no information to verify, to personalize who you are or anything. You just call in just to vent what you need to say. 563-999-3694. The number for the National Domestic Violence Hotline, you're able to reach them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That number is 800-799-7233. Once again, 800-799-7233. You may also text the word START to 88788. That's 88788. You may also chat with the National Domestic Violence Hotline live at thehotline.org, thehotline.org. And one thing I like to always remind myself to say, and sometimes I forget to say it, if you find yourself in an abusive relationship, you are not alone. And it's very important for you to know that you didn't cause this on yourself. You are not alone. And more than likely, you associate with people that are in abusive relationships who's not even talking about it, okay? So pat yourself on the back for being concerned about yourself to gain your self-esteem back. And one thing I would like to say is not all abusive relationships involve physical violence. Everyone doesn't get hit. Everyone doesn't get slapped. Everyone doesn't get, and I know of this, you know, guns pointed at them. But because you're not battered and bruised does not mean you're not being abused. Many men and women suffer from emotional abuse. That's right. There are women that abuse men as well as men abusing women. And this is no less destructive than being physically abused. Unfortunately, though, emotional abuse is often minimized and overlooked, even by individuals that are experiencing it. Sometimes people are in emotional, verbally, and psychologically abusive relationships and are not really aware what's going on, but knows that something is wrong. And as I say that last line, is because I was found in the very same predicament. I knew something was wrong. I just did not know what it was, but because I was so much in love, I didn't overlook it. I just needed to make sure that something was wrong, and it just was not me. So an emotional or psychological or verbal abuse relationship sounds like something you may not put up with, and you're not alone. But that verbal abuse is happening right under your nose and you're not even aware. Why? Because you don't recognize it or know it for what it is. You only know that there is something wrong going on. So today, as we talk about being abused and being in a traumatic relationship, we want you to know that it's all about power and control. The other person is trying to gain and keep power and control over another person. Why? I really can't answer all of the whys, but it's because the individual believe that that's something they can do. They believe that that's what they want, and they want to have the right to control and restrict partners' lives. And also, some believe that their own feelings and needs should be priority in the relationship. Excuse me. So as you go back and begin to listen to our blogs from the time that we started this blog, you will begin to see a lot of information that will make sense to you, and you will begin to put two and two together for yourself. Once again, asking you to call in at 563-999-3694. That number is 563-999-3694. And as I said once before, I can't include the number in my information that I put out about the show because it's not allowed. I tried it, and it will not allow me to send the information out. Okay? So we want you to gain the ability to be able to regain your self-control and your self-esteem. Now, blaming, shaming, and name-calling are verbally abusive behaviors that affects an individual emotionally. The victim may experience severe psychological effects. This could involve the tactics of brainwashing, which can fall under psychological abuse as well, but emotional abuse consists of the manipulation of the victim's emotions. And that's where I want to focus today. What emotional abuse does is it affects how the individual feels about themselves, which points us right back to self-esteem. How a person feels about themselves, abilities, and the respect that they have for themselves. And I'm just trying to think, you know, about how I felt. Well, in the beginning, I really didn't know what was going on, but I just felt that there was not so much something missing in my relationship, but that I was losing something of myself. And I'm just thinking about this as I begin to talk on today, how it's almost as though I was losing control of myself, but not really not being myself. So as I'm talking, what I'm realizing is as a person begins to exert power and control over another person, it doesn't happen overnight. It happens piece by piece. You know, just taking a little bit of your truth away from you, just a tiny piece at a time. So I read something earlier that says the U.S. Department of Justice defines emotionally abusive traits as including those caused by intimidation, threatening physical harm to self, children, our partner's family or friends, destruction of pets and property, forcing isolation from family, friends, or school. Now, these are all things that the person that is trying to control another person, these are things that they do to get that control over the other person. Also, it includes insults, put down, and unpredictable behavior. Now, all of this doesn't happen at once. As I started off saying, they just take this, not even a fraction of who you are. They take it away piece by piece by piece. And sometimes, by the time you find out what has happened, or what happened, you're so entrenched in it until you can't really get out by yourself. So that's one, Lord, I thank you, Jesus. So that's one reason why we have this show, so that we can share with you, that you may share with others, the red flags to look for when someone is being abusive to another person. And what is so bad about it is that you may know someone that is being abused by someone else, but you cannot reach that person. You don't know how to reach that person. That's why we've given information so far on this show that you still want to be a friend to that person, because sometimes they may begin to drop just little clues about something, and you're just there to listen. You know, I think it's a tragic thing when you're able to see someone that you know going through an abusive relationship, but their eyes are closed and they can't see it. And I'm just so thankful to the Lord that after being in my abusive relationship, I think for six or seven years, a family member approached me, and it's in one of my previous blogs, and said they were at a meeting. And when they heard the person describe red flags of a person being abused, the person said, oh, that's my sister. And after that meeting that day, that person came to see me. And it wasn't until, and I wasn't upset. I just listened. I just listened to what the person had to say. I wasn't verbally negative or anything to the person. I was just very nice to my sister. And it took 4 more years for the Spirit of the Lord to reveal to me that I was in an abusive relationship. We have 90 seconds left. Let me give those numbers out again. Domestic violence, 800-799-7233. 800-799-7233. Before I forget, I want to thank you very much for tuning in today. 60 seconds left. I hope that I shared some information with you that will help you to begin to come out of your shell and rediscover yourself. You may go online and chat at thehotline.org. They are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I invite you to click the icon that you may be notified of our next episode. And my mistake, sometimes I do not show on a Sunday, and I didn't realize I had signed up to do something on Sunday. But I am on, by the grace of God, every Tuesday for 15 minutes, 1 o'clock until 1:15. Thank you very much for tuning in. May the Lord continue to bless you. And I hope that you gain the courage to call in on the next time. 563-999-3694. Have a great day and have a blessed week.